Hello, everybody, and welcome to today's Sunday sermon, which is on the third Sunday of Easter. My name is Father Tom Casey, SMA, of the SMA Media Center in Dola in Zambia, presenting and producing this program. Today we see in the Gospel the two disciples that were running away from Jerusalem and going towards Emmaus. Their hopes and dreams were shattered. There is all the poignant, wistful bewilderment and regret in the world here in their lives. They said, and I quote them, "We were hoping that he," meaning Jesus, "was the one who was going to rescue Israel. But now, Jesus, in whom they placed their hopes of deliverance, came and was even killed, and Israel still remained under Roman rule. The Christ they had hoped for now could not even save himself on the cross. The Christ they had hoped for was helpless when he cried to the Father to let the cup pass away from him. The Christ that they had hoped for died a pain-filled death on the cross. That was certainly not a Good Friday for them. That was the day all their hopes evaporated, and it might have felt that for the past 3 years they were with him was a waste of time. They struggled with disappointments and misplaced hopes. Something happens. A stranger comes up behind them. Jesus is the stranger, but they don't recognize him. And as he spoke to them and explained the scriptures, their hearts began to burn with joy and knowledge and hope, newfound hope, real hope, not misplaced hope. They saw something new, fresh, reviving, and full of life. The easy thing would have been for Jesus to reveal himself, but instead he points them to Scripture. Specifically, he pointed them back to the Old Testament, beginning with Moses and all the prophets. From the Old Testament, he sought to show them how it was necessary that Christ should suffer these things and enter into his glory. In Scripture, they saw that there is the plan of God. All events and happenings fit together now. Jesus was God's plan and solution to bless the world and to reverse the curse of Adam and Eve, who disobeyed God and driven out of the Garden of Eden. The two disciples urged him to stay with them. They still didn't recognize Jesus. The stranger, Jesus, awaited their invitation to come in. God gave us the greatest and most perilous gift in the world, the gift of free will. We can use it to invite Christ to enter our lives or to allow him to pass on. Jesus spoke to the two disciples and suddenly vanished at the breaking of bread. This is signifying the Eucharist and fellowship therein, because they recognized him then. Though it was late, when they received such great joy and with the realization that they had been speaking to the risen Lord, they hastened to share it. It was a 7 miles journey back to Jerusalem, but they could not keep the good news to themselves, signifying that the Christian message is never fully ours until we have shared it with someone else. Each of us will one day walk on our own road to Emmaus, a journey of grief, confusion, disappointment, and pain. Our faces may be twisted with sorrow. We may wonder where Jesus is during our heartaches, our pains, and our disappointments. We're all faced with times when God does not do what we think he should do. We know deep in our hearts that God must have a plan. But as humans, we still tend to lose hope in these situations, in life's challenges. But we can still find him. How? We find him by reading the scriptures. In the breaking of bread, the Eucharist, fellowship, the sacraments. We find him through our prayer, through the presence of him in a loved one or in our communities. Also, we can find him by serving others. We find him definitely in the events of our lives. And we find him always when we give thanks to Jesus, no matter what happens in our lives. I have a story of somebody who was expecting a new job, and when it didn't materialize that they were given the new job, I advised that person, give praise to Jesus. Just say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. And that person did just that. And that person found great peace, even though the job never came and hasn't still come. Yet that person found great joy and peace and resignation. In other words, what we want doesn't always come our way, but how we react to it is by thanking God and turning it upside down. And people began looking at that person and started saying, why are you so happy? And that person is still very happy and has great blessings coming their way in other ways. This is how God works, when we trust and accept and give him thanks and praise at all times, good times and bad times. If we can find Jesus in all of these places, where can we not find him? The answers are easy. Sin. Selfishness. We won't find him. Doing things our own way, in other words, breaking the commandments. Murder. Lies. Stealing. Gossip. Covetousness. Blaming God. Ignoring him. Disrespecting our parents and elders, not caring about equality among all peoples, and justice in the world, and peace for the world and for all people, and in destroying the beautiful earth that we live in. We definitely don't find Jesus in those activities. This is Father Tom Casey, SMA, of the SMA Media Center, signing off now. And may God help us all, and especially you, my listeners, to experience great joy, even in the face of great disappointments and sufferings. Have a happy, holy, and peaceful Sunday, and a grace-filled week ahead.